I spent most of my life not valuing character. And while I was consistent, I played the lone wolf from time to time, ignoring coaching and sound wisdom. And boy, did it cost me. Anyone guilty of overlooking character in the people in your circle? Anyone guilty of overlooking consistency in the people you invite into your life? Anyone guilty of connecting with people who validate your dysfunction and encourage you to stay the same versus challenging you to level up, push past your inner corruption, heal, and grow? Bad character corrupts good company. And if you think you can choose your comrades, your compatriots, based just on who they are on the outside, like what they post on social media, or what they have accomplished, or how much money they have, sooner than later, you will earn what's coming.
Thank you to all those who listen to the show and keep our numbers growing. Leave a review on your platform of choice. Remember to like, follow, and share so that we can increase our community and continue to add value to the world. Here is a question from episode 26 on morals, character, and integrity. The question reads, I'm heavy into the podcast and I'm trying to wrap my brain around how does one build on their MCI, morals, character, and integrity. I also don't want to become a leader in my field and then disappear because my MCI malfunctioned. What do you do when your MCI malfunctions? MCI is defined again as morals, character, and integrity. And on this episode, we're going to go through each section, challenge ourselves to see who we can become and make those choices today. No longer putting off everything we know that we already are. Let's start with morals. How do you define morals? Take some time. Think about that. How are you defining morals in your life? Now, here's the standard definition. Morals is defined as a person's standards of behavior or beliefs concerning what is and what is not acceptable for them to do. Did you know that? Do you still live with morals on the forefront of who you are and what you get to do? Next question, what is your standards? What standards and values do you maintain? What are your non-negotiables? What are those things that it doesn't matter, it's non-negotiable? Do you have those written down? I challenge you to write those down and truly allow that to become a part of your guiding principles. Now, in my family, we have non-negotiables. In my family, we have values. And in my family, morals is a part of who we have chosen to be. Now, my challenge is that you don't reinvent the wheel. There are great templates out there. Go look at them, see if they apply. If they do, utilize it. One of the templates that we utilize, we got from the Army, the acronym for leadership, LDRSHIP. Loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. We apply that. We have that written down and on the walls in our house because we want to approach life with a clear set of values, guidelines, and standards. That's how we make sure that our moral compass is aligned to who we choose to be. What are some of the non-negotiables in your life? In my life, some of the non-negotiables are, I don't go to bed angry. Whatever it is that I need to address or work out, I stay up until that's taken care of. Another non-negotiable is blaming others. I believe in taking full responsibility for everything in my life. I challenge you to do the same. That one thing will shift so much of what you assume is happening to you and allow you to realize that it's happening for you. Let's talk character. Now, we all think we understand the definition of character, yet when we look out at the landscape of our own lives and the lives of those we're closest to, we see some character deficits. So let's tap into what character is. Character is defined as the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. The mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. Some of the synonyms for character that jumps out at me are personality, nature, temperament, your mentality, your psyche, your makeup. The reason those leap out at me is because when we think of our personality, our temperament, our mentality, our psyche, our makeup, it helps us to think about character in a very linear way. It helps us to see that, yes, we are dynamic, and yes, we are unique. There are things, however, that we have chosen to encode in our DNA to truly define who we are. And the way I like to think about it is like this. Fill in the blank. I am the type of person that, what would you place in that blank? For me, I am the type of person that wakes up early to pray. I am the type of person that reads every day. I am the type of person that challenges traditions. As you fill in the blanks for your life around your character, truly self-assess. Don't let somebody else's choices be your choice of your own character. You define it. You look at it and see if you agree with it. Be the type of person that you celebrate. Because when you are, that's when character goes deep.
The Bernard Bergen Podcast is brought to you by BernardBergen.com. Visit for more on human performance insights and results coaching.
Now let's talk integrity. Has your integrity malfunctioned lately? Think about it. Were you a part of a recent conversation or dialogue where your yes wasn't yes, and maybe your no wasn't no? Think about, and let's just have a short window from the start of this year till right now, now that you're listening. Have you had any broken promises? You promised something and you had to go back on your word. Just thought questions. No blame. Just look in the mirror, see who you are in this moment. And if it's who you want to be, keep working what's working. But if there are areas in your integrity that you can sharpen, let's do that heart work. Let's sharpen those areas. Integrity is defined as the quality of being honest and having strong morals, principles, and moral uprightness. Now, to many, integrity might not mean that much. But as you challenge yourself to go deeper in being your best self, integrity is going to be critical to you being whole. Because integrity is also defined as the state of being whole and undivided. I think so much of what we struggle with is that we have divided thoughts, divided vision, or division. Now think about that. Somewhere along the line, we've heard the saying, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. What happens when you're divided internally? You're not living your integrity. You're not integrated. You're not whole. Integrity is so critical
to everything we do. But do we intentionally work on our integrity? If you're not, I'd like you to consider, what can you do? What can you put in place if your integrity malfunctions? And as we open the episode, what can you put in place if your MCI malfunctions? Your morals, your character, and your integrity. What's your contingency plan if you find yourself in a compromised situation? How are you going to handle that? I think that's a part of integrity. Knowing who you are when everything is against you. Knowing who you are when you have nothing immediate to gain. Will we all experience moments when our MCI malfunctions, morals, character, and integrity? The answer is yes. What do you choose in that moment? I'd love to hear some feedback. I'd love to hear back from you. Send me a message on Instagram. Leave me a voice message via the Anchor app. This topic has so much credibility because we all look at others' lives and without knowing it, we secretly judge. We judge their MCI. We judge their morals, their character, their integrity. We are quick to point out when something seems like it malfunctioned in someone else's life. But let's look in the mirror and peer into our own eyes and ask ourselves, what do we do to make sure our MCI doesn't malfunction? And then what do we do if it does?
Some things are not surface, and some things go deeper than contractual obligations. Character goes deeper than contracts. Consistency goes deeper than contracts. And true connections, brotherhood, goes deeper than mere contracts. I'm talking covenant, executing on what you are told, keeping your word when everyone else has violated theirs. All that stuff you're hiding, all that inner corruption, it will all come squeezing out of you. See, because what is done deep down on the inside, in the dark, will always find its way to the surface, to the light. Bad character corrupts good company. Choose covenant. Value character, value consistency, value true connections.
You are tuned into the Bernard Bergen Podcast. Like, review, or share this episode with those you love and lead.